This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with US President Donald Trump over phone and announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced tariff of 18%. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that when two large economies of the world's largest democracies work together, it benefits people and unlocks immense opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation. He extended gratitude to President Trump on behalf of the 1.4 billion people of India for this announcement. Prime Minister Modi added that President Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. He said India fully supports his efforts for peace. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely with President Trump to take the bilateral partnership to unprecedented heights. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has welcomed the announcements on bilateral trade following the conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said this will create more jobs, spur growth and promote innovation in both economies. He said it will strengthen Make in India endeavors and encourage trusted technology ties. He expressed confidence that the vast opportunities in India-US economic engagement will be realized. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore emphasized that U.S. President Donald Trump genuinely considers Prime Minister Narendra Modi a great friend. In a social media post, Ambassador Gore said he is thrilled by the news of the trade deal between India and U.S. He added that the relationship between the United States and India has limitless potential. Indian Ambassador to the U.S., Vinay Mohan Quadra, has said the India-U.S. trade deal is a big win for a consequential partnership under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Ambassador Quadra said the trade deal will create vast new opportunities for the two economies and the people of the two nations. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has termed the India-U.S. trade deal as a win-win deal. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that citizens and industries of both the countries will greatly benefit from this deal. He said U.S. and India are world's largest democracies and both the countries are natural allies. He stated that together India and U.S. have huge potential to work for peace and development. He further said that the U.S. and India have complementary strengths and can co-create technologies and co-develop solutions that will benefit the world. He expressed confidence a trade deal between U.S. and India will lead to a brighter future for both the countries. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. President Donald Trump, as well as the people of India and the United States, on the landmark trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the trade deal reflects the power of two like-minded, fair trading democracies working together for shared prosperity. Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has appointed Party National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as a central observer for the election of the legislature party leader in Manipur. The appointment has been done by BJP Parliamentary Board. The National Book Trust, NBT, in collaboration with the Government of Goa and Samarth Yuva Foundation, officially announced the Goa Book Festival 2026 yesterday. The Goa Book Festival will begin tomorrow and will last till 8th of February at the Kampal Ground. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant will inaugurate the event, which promises a massive literary showcase featuring over 200 stalls from 100 publishers. Visitors can enjoy a 10% discount on books across multiple languages, including Konkani, Marathi and English. The festival will also host a star-studded lineup of speakers such as Sachin Pilgaonkar, Mrinal Kulkarni and Acharya Prashant. With free entry, special exhibitions honoring Mario Miranda and workshops for children, the event aims to foster a vibrant reading culture across the state. In the Women's Premier League WPL Cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in the crucial eliminator clash at the BCS Stadium in Kottambi, Vadodara today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.